You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
Dumb Idea.
Welcome back to No Dumb Idea, our wonderful little podcast where we get to talk about our favorite entertainment media through the lens of some improv, some games, and just chatting. And you know, in the spirit of chatting, we've been talking before we hit record. Me and my co-hosts who are here. I'm Gym Leader Nate, and I'm joined with our
Gibbledane,
our lovely hosts. Gibbledane.
And me, Dala. And you're saying that we talk before this? We don't just sit here quietly and push record?
I know. Isn't that crazy?
And start?
A lot of people would be surprised to find out we're actually friends in real life.
Because me too.
Most people, I feel like, they would listen to this and be like, man, how can anyone be friends with Gibbledane?
That's what I'm saying, but, man. I've been saying that for like 29 years now.
Yeah. Like, oof.
But Dala was just regaling us. We want to talk to everybody about our weeks, and we're hearing all about how Dala wonderfully got the opportunity to corrupt some ripe young minds.
He was regurgitating us, actually.
Mm-hmm. I'm turning the kids gay. No,
Cut that.
What? This is wrong.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. Actually, nothing wrong with turning kids gay. What's wrong with being gay? You know,
actually, keep it in. Cut me saying cut that.
Yeah, actually, okay, and amplify me saying what I said.
It's actually just going to be you saying,
hey, what's wrong being gay?
Really loud over the whole section.
Just repeat it. Yeah. But no. So, you know, week's been great. We had Thanksgiving. Saw my niece and nephew at my parents' house. And I was just, you know, one thing that I was super excited about is I showed my nephew the movie Labyrinth, the 80s movie, 83, whatever it is.
I think 83, yeah.
Oh, man. We need a reboot.
I showed him the movie because it was such... He's into monster. He literally is like prime suspect for D&D. Like, but he's just a little too young. He's like first grader right now. He's probably...
He will soon fall victim to
D&D. He will be infected. But God. So I was talking about the movie and I kind of showed him some pictures. Kind of like to prime him. And I worked my way into like getting in his mind. Like, let's watch it tonight, you know? Because a few years ago, I'd shown... It was like probably Christmas or something. And so my nieces and nephews, there was multiple more of this at this one. They were at the house and they wanted to watch the Rise of the TMNT movie, which starts off in like a post-apocalyptic world. And then it goes, I think, time travel and it gets goofy and all that colorful shit. They wanted to watch it, the kids. So I was like, okay, I'll put it on for them because they'd asked. I was sitting in the living room. And then like shortly after, my parents came in and I think their parents too. And they were like, oh, this movie's kind of dark. I think you should turn it off. It's kind of scary. And I was like, what the, like, I don't know. I was like, it's a cartoon. And I mean, like, give it like 5 minutes and it'll probably be goofy and cartoony. But sure enough, the niece and nephew had nightmares that night, woke up their parents. I got in trouble for it. Some bullshit. I don't know. I was like, whatever. So that's why.
If you had given it time, they would have gotten to the fun part.
100%. That's the thing. That's what I bring up because. Labyrinth, I baked it into his mind a little. I mentioned, you know, there's some creepy parts, but it's like it gets really goofy. It's funny. There's really cool creatures, the like pup, because he likes creatures and monster movies for kids. He's like a first grader, and his my niece is kinder too. So and but she's like, it's funny, she's braver than him. But so it's like, okay, you're prime. This is a perfect movie for you. You'd love it. Puppets and all that. It's not really gory or anything. It does get creepy. But so I made it a point that when I watched it with him, it was me, him, his sister in the room, like no parents or anyone. And in the beginning of the movie, it is creepy. And he would definitely, you could see the look on his face like, oh shit, like.
Oh no.
Because it's like, you know, and I would be like, oh, that's so silly. Like, oh, that's creepy. Like I'd be like, oh, that's a little goofy or like a little creepy. Yeah, literally. And then, because I'm like, I know in like 10 minutes, once she enters the labyrinth world, he'll love it. And. Sure enough, it's funny because I made him. I was like, you know, at the end of the movie, he's like, how'd you like it? He's like, oh, it was, you know, he liked it. He liked a lot of the helping hands, which is like the puppets with the fucking hands that hold her. That's and talk. Because they have a goofy voice.
I thought that was going to be the scariest thing for him. What the fuck? Nah. That's insane.
Again, I made sure to be like, oh, that's so goofy. They have funny voices. Or like,
and they sound so silly.
And I would do the hands with them. Like, I would have... Mm-hmm.
What about TMNT scared them? New York?
But I think just literally... No, because it starts off in the... this place is too fast.
Oh, God. Like what?
They're walking here. Oh, God. I think...
Because, like, I can think of so many things for Labyrinth that are scary. Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know? Like, no, and what the fuck? I think it's because it starts a post-apocalyptic world, and they know that's what it's going to be like because of the capitalistic world that we live in. No, yeah, genuinely, true. I don't know. I have no fucking idea.
Children already have an idea of the apocalypse.
They're like, ah, fuck, I don't want to think about, like, me in 5 years. What the fuck? When I'm in fifth grade? What the hell?
I feel like there's also a little bit of, like, what's the word? But you're, like, their parents basically influenced the outcome by saying totally. It was scary when they were watching it. 100%. And it's like, just so you guys know, this is scary. You should be scared by this.
Set them up for failure. Like, that doesn't help anybody. Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, we had the lights on, you know, we'd take breaks because, like, I was making a pie at the same time. So it's like, okay, like, let's go have pie now, you know.
It's like when Dala's like, hey, you need to watch this movie. It's really cool. And then, like, while we're watching the movie, he's like, yeah, this kind of happens in the middle of it. And it kind of sucks, but I don't know. Well, let's just get to that part. And it's like, oh, okay. Thanks for telling me about we were going to get to that part. Thank you.
Yeah. Just wait for this part.
That might suck. That might suck. Just a heads up. It's like, dude, what?
Like showing somebody who's never seen Star Wars ever, and it's just like, oh man. But like, there's this crazy part. Like, Darth Vader's gonna tell Luke he's his father. And but stuff. That's like, later. You know, after that, it's crazy.
But it gets pretty good at that part. Maybe you might really like that part though.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it might suck. I think... actually, yeah, it's probably gonna suck. You're gonna hate it. You're gonna hate it. Actually, you're gonna hate it.
I think that's just my self-consciousness of like showing someone something. I'm like, oh, maybe I'm like a stupid person and this isn't actually like everyone's big deal, but no.
Hey, you know what, Dala? Mm-hmm. And maybe it's not, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you like it and other people don't,
and you know what,
I love it regardless.
That's okay. As a fresh 30-year-old, I could tell you that's okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah. I am
as a 21-year-old, I'm learning a lot.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm fresh, but I think I just reached my expiration date, and now it's downhill.
You're starting.
Now I just rot.
Yeah, you're spoiling.
Yeah, it was my last day. I'm spoiling.
You're turning.
I'm a little whiter.
You're basically dead.
I'm rotting. I'm spoiling right now. I'm in the middle of spoiling.
That's the top. Mm-hmm. You know how they say you're over the hill? This is literally the hill. You're down.
Like
you're starting.
You could eat me, and I won't get you that sick. You might get diarrhea, but it'll only be for like 2 days.
The expiration date's like definitely like a few days ago.
Yeah. I still taste good, but I don't look good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's not bad actually. Then I'd take that over than like the reverse where it looks good but tastes like shit. But Labyrinth is a great movie. Highly recommend. Yeah.
What else for your week?
I mean, I don't want to take too much time. I guess three movies real quick. Recommend.
I don't want to take
I
just sort of run through the plot of all three of these movies real quick.
They might suck. You're probably going to hate them.
They probably all suck.
This is one that I watched with Lag K the other day. And if you don't trust me, trust Lag K. Because this movie fucking ripped. Shit was sick. It's called Twilight of the Warriors Walled In. It's a kung fu movie.
Whoa.
It's a mouthful.
I saw you guys watch it.
Kung fu movie from... Yeah, shit was so fucking invigorating, tight. It's great. It's a long-ass movie, but like...
I heard.
You feel like you do... Because we literally looked at the watch. We're like, okay, we're probably like at that like end. Oh, we're halfway. Oh, there's a whole other half of this fucking movie. But the other half, amazing. It just got better.
How long was it?
It's like over 2 hours. So I like 1 hour.
Over 2 hours for a kung fu movie is kind of crazy.
Yeah, I highly recommend. Like, if you like action, it's I think it's in Cantonese, so there are subtitles, you know. But like, just give it a watch. It's fun. all the characters, all the like the main characters are fun and like memorable. Like I'm like, oh, I remember this guy, or fucking the personality. This guy's like the hothead one. This is like the cool, like sexy dude that's just too cool. Here's the guy with like a fucked
this
up face.
This is also
with, like,
the sexy guy, but he's dumb. And then this guy's kind of the sexy guy, but
he's a little smarter.
I think I'm gay.
Yeah.
Wait, I think I'm Chinese.
Oh, ni hao.
Yeah, ni hao indeed. But anyway, that's all I wanted to just highlight is pretty much that movie. Yeah, I mean, I think that's about it. What about y'all?
So it's so funny. The what was it? Yeah, about 2-3 days ago, I also watched Labyrinth with my partner. Yeah. I think
was
the
first time?
Oh no, you know the funny thing is okay, meet cute. All right. We both met at a cafe that we worked at.
About me and Gibbleding.
Stop talking. We both met at a cafe. My partner and I, and I was playing music, and I played, like, I love David Bowie as an artist. I was playing one of the songs from Labyrinth, and it was my favorite song from Labyrinth, and I guess my favorite overall David Bowie song. And, you know, other partners that I had played that for had always kind of had a vibe of like, can we change it? Can we turn it off? Let's skip this one. You know what I mean? And I've always been like, whatever. But she was like, oh my God, I love Labyrinth. And immediately like neck snap. And I was like, what? That's awesome.
Damn, you snapped
so,
in
wow. No. So,
yeah. So I killed her right there.
No, actually, I looked at her and I snapped my own neck. I'm like, really? And then everyone freaked out. Thankfully, doctors were able to undo the damage. But but yeah, so we were just like, oh, let's watch fucking Labyrinth, you know? So that's that backstory, you know? But the last time I think I had seen it was maybe during the pandemic, maybe 2020. And there was so much shit that I missed and like, oh my God. First of all, the movie's very funny. It's so charming. It's written by, I think, Tony Jones, I think his name is. He's one of the Monty Python members. And he's that a historian. Sense. Yeah, and the whole movie, like, it basically feels like a kid's Monty Python movie. You know? It's not... I'm not going to say it's not as sophisticated because that sounds like a slight or something, but it's, you know, it's,
it's goofy in the same similar way.
It's still silly.
Like I think
yeah,
of the
entertaining for kids.
One tells
yeah.
truth, one tells a lie kind of characters. The
yeah.
Yeah. Doors as well. Yeah.
I'm thinking when Jennifer Connelly or Sarah's walking by the face.
Oh, the worm.
Oh, the worm too. Yeah. Yeah. But the face
the worm
is like,
too.
One of them's like, turn back. And then Hoggle, the goblin, is like, oh, shut up, why don't you? And he's like, I'm just doing my job. Come on, can I say what I have to say? And then Hoggle's like, all right, fine. And then he's like, turn back. Thank you. It's just so silly.
Yeah, my nephew's favorite is the worm part. That's why I, like, thought about it.
Oh, yeah, with like, come in, have a cup of tea, will ya? Oh, God.
Yeah. Which like, specifically like, is like, oh, you don't want to go that way because that's the way that leads you to the end of the movie.
Don't go that way. This way?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that way. Don't go that way. Oh, shouldn't have gone that way.
She'd be at the Goblin King Castle.
As I was watching that movie and, God, I don't mean to sound, I don't know if this sounds cringe, but like genuinely that movie is magical. I think it very much is like it just has such a charm and just it's so funny and it can be creepy at points. But yeah, I love Labyrinth. That's it's very funny because as I'm watching it, I realize how formative it was for me. I'm like, oh, it's a Monty Python movie, basically, about goblins with David Bowie doing the soundtrack. No shit, I'm the way I am right now.
No shit, I'm gay.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, you know, it's funny. I think Nate said the homoerotic. It actually isn't. It really, it's like very.
It's not too much. No.
Not even too much. I mean, it's... you could say that David Bowie's hot and he has a, well, he does have a cod piece, but there's nothing that's like necessarily gay about it.
Oh, in my opinion, David Bowie existing is inherently homoerotic.
Oh, it makes everything. Okay.
I mean, that's, yeah, that's all.
If
I was like,
David Bowie's in it, it's slightly homoerotic that's by fair, default.
Yeah. David Bowie was like self-proclaimed androgynous as well, yeah. And I think it's like very queer-coded
and bisexual.
Yeah,
and yeah, then
people would just, interview him about. So you're bisexual? So you're gay? No. Yeah. No, man. He's like, fucking idiot.
Yeah. Every what time he's like, every time he was so shocked because he's like, the word describes it. Why are you confused?
So you're in the movie Labyrinth, isn't it? You're gay? What? What?
Yeah.
That's exactly how they went. No, honestly, it's funny because as somebody who did not get exposed to Labyrinth in their childhood, mm-hmm. I obviously have a very different view of the movie. When I watched it for the first time when I was 21,
and that's like 20 years ago, right?
Watching it, like, yeah, it was a while ago. It was a decade ago. So,
I was just kidding.
To be honest, when I watched it, I was like, I don't know. I'm not a huge fan. It did not capture me, really. Yeah, everything.
Well, you could
everything
be wrong. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just everything felt vague. It's like it was fun, but everything was just always so vaguely uncomfortable to me
that it's not I was a movie like, meant for 21-year-olds though.
And it's like I wasn't a big fan of the pacing.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's meant okay, for kids.
I feel like watching it without any ties to seeing it as a kid, like, it's like it's just kind of hard to get through.
Let me fix, sorry. It's not for 21-year-olds who are super into big fucking high fantasy. Because it's a very basic fantasy, comparatively.
Well, that's the okay, so there's that, and I'm sure that, I mean, I'm not going to insult you, Nate, or any 21-year-old, but, like, I'm sure you guys have different priorities and think, I don't know, like, mm-hmm. I don't know, I'm sure you're focused on different shit, and you're a lot stupider, because I know that I was,
sure.
Yeah,
no,
I know
no
that
insults.
I was when
no
I was
insults.
21. No insults. No, because I know that I was, you know, and there's a lot of things that I rewatch now that I liked back then that I'm like, what the fuck? I missed this. So, I mean, considering the fact that you only watched it when you were 21 and I think that was like 35
I never
years.
Said that. Okay. I said that was the first time I watched it.
You're right. And then when was the last time you watched it?
About 4 years ago.
Still
when he was 21.
No, I'm just kidding.
Actually, to be honest, I did not finish it when I tried to rewatch it 4 years ago. I got halfway through and I was like, I'm just as bored, and I turned it off.
I think that you need to watch it with me so that I could hit you with my horse whip and be like, focus.
Great. So you could be like, oh, God, this is the part where Aragorn kicks the helmet.
Yeah, and I could be telling you trivia throughout. So as you can see here,
the way they did the helping hands, they did the helping
hands. Honestly, the trivia would probably get me through it pretty easily. I'm a slut for trivia.
I will say the Muppets behind the scene like is the most interesting part to me because it's like
it's crazy.
Again, the helping hands. That's the thing that helped with my nephew. I think was we did the helping hands together.
I've never been a Muppets person.
Yeah, it's fair.
What?
I mean,
oh well, yeah.
You didn't grow up with them, probably.
I also didn't see Dark Crystal until the same time when
that
I was
one
in my,
saw
like
well,
in, no, that one I didn't
same,
see until I was
actually.
Like 26.
Same, same.
Like, but I never really watched Sesame Street, Muppets, like the Muppet movies. I never like a lot of people talk about their like memories of always watching like Muppet Christmas Carol and Muppet this, and I'm like, I never saw a single one of those as a kid.
Did you never? You weren't really into Godzilla either, huh?
Nope.
So it feels like your traditional thing was like actors, people. No puppets, no...
Well, cartoons.
Or cartoon.
Yeah,
or
I
cartoons.
Say, I don't think he's
well, I mean, oh, I'm
cartoons.
Just talking about movies right now. But like, when it came to movies, it seems like all you were interested... Well, I don't mean that in a bad way, but, like, you were more focused on, like, actor, real people stuff.
I mean, when I was growing up, my type of conscious, like, keep in mind, I had such rampant ADHD growing up. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that I was choosing not to go see these things. It was that I did not know they existed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If it wasn't, like, brought to my attention, I wasn't like, yeah. I never really tried to seek new things to be interested in. They just kind of found me.
Well, that's
so I didn't even know Dark Crystal and Labyrinth. Existed. I didn't know what these movies were till I was 18.
Well, that's because that was like 60 years ago, right? Where there was like, before there was like internet and like being able to figure out what things were. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. It's hard to find things when I quite literally was a child before the internet.
I will say, I think that is one of my favorite things about a lot of the movies I've watched now is because I like fucking look through the garbage of fucking internet to find the weirdest, foreignest movies. Because like,
also, like kids, remember, like most of the things you get exposed to are like filtered through your parents
or siblings. Yeah. I had older siblings.
And keep in mind, I had stingy suburban
cop parents. Dad. Yeah,
yeah, I cop dad. So you know, you always gotta remember that filter of the things that made it to me.
Yeah,
it's crazy that you like Pokemon. It's like the start of your like I don't know. You were there for the start of Pokemon, so it's like, oh my god, now I could take control of this, and this could be my fandom. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's some overlap,
and like, you know, and the things I did, the things I was into, they have stuck with me to this day. So it's like, I imagine if I had found these things, I probably would have been just as obsessed with them. It's just,
yeah, I remember
found them as a kid, so I didn't develop that attachment.
Like Star Wars, I remember you said your dad like pushed you in front of the TV and was like, watch this.
Yeah.
You said he double pushed you.
He took me to the
open hand.
Palm. Force pushed me. He took me to episode 1 and I was 6 years old. I had a great time. And I didn't know what anything he said was when he was talking about like, oh, this person, just wait till you see what they go on to do. Or they like when he grows up. And I'm like, I didn't know what any of that was. I was just like, I don't care about any of that. Episode 1 was amazing.
You might think it sucks. It's, I don't know. You're probably
you might think it sucks.
That little kid, he's going to be like a big guy, a big bad guy.
He's
actually, no, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say it. It's fine. It's fine.
My dad would say, man, it's crazy he's going to be Darth Vader, like, multiple times while watching that movie. So, when my dad sat me down to watch all the originals, because I was like, I need more of this, whatever this is, he was like, well, then I'm going to make you watch the originals. And when I did, I was like, why'd you spoil this for me? You've quoted this movie 30,000 times. Why'd you quote? Why are you quoting the twist of a movie?
Well, it's his stim. That's his stim.
I mean,
it's so funny. It's so crazy because I realized that point where it's just so strange because there's the point as an adult where you realize, oh my god, everything about that twist for Darth Vader being Luke Skywalker's dad, it's all laid out in front of you. Even by the time that the prequels come out, it's like, yeah, you know that Anakin Skywalker becomes Vader. Like you already know. By the time that episode 1 comes out, you already know that. Me being a little kid, when episode 3 came out, I watched every movie up until then. I guess I was just so illiterate and on the spectrum that I didn't realize that it took me reading a Lego monthly magazine where they would describe every upcoming Lego set.
Mm-hmm.
There was a set where it was like, this is the scene where Anakin Skywalker is dismembered by Obi-Wan and becomes Darth Vader. And I remember my kid brain being like, what? Anakin Skywalker is Darth Vader? That's who that was? Dude, I was probably 9. That's I must so have been funny. 9. And it took me reading it. God.
To this day, you still do that, though. You're right. Your doctor has to give you all the prescriptions and Lego, like, manuals, right?
It's just true, give you all the, like,
yeah. Any forms of things that you have to read.
Mm-hmm.
But that's on Lego my manuals. Request. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why now Gibbledang looks up the leaks to anything he's going to consume. That way he will never be surprised again.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yo, you just helped me resolve childhood trauma. What the
holy
fuck?
Shit.
That's crazy.
The feeling of betrayal of that moment has stuck with you.
Oh my god. That might actually be it. That's crazy.
Holy shit.
You can't get me.
Yeah, from this day forward, I read everything.
You can't fucking. I eat.
You think you're in my head? I'm in your fucking head, director.
You think I'm a fucking idiot, Hollywood? You think I'm a little. Okay. I guess we're. Well, that was my. I guess. That was
your week.
No, it wasn't my week. That wasn't my week.
It was just you ranting about Labyrinth for 20 minutes.
Bouncing off of Nate, or bouncing off of Dala. Otherwise, let's see. It's been a couple weeks since I've caught up, you know, working through the holidays, Thanksgiving, Black Friday, they were okay. Nothing really happened. I bought a couple Mega Man figures, classic. You know, speaking of, unfortunately, we haven't played Mega Man D&D in a long time. I think we're pushing 2 months.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I think, probably.
Let's do it. I think we're the pushing 24th.
I mean, I'd be down. I'm gonna be free. I mean, that's just because of timing. You know, we had some players that were in between jobs, and then they got jobs, and then their availability changed. So that makes sense. But either way, I haven't forgotten about it. How dare they prioritize D&D? That's how I used to feel like fucking 5 years ago during the pandemic when I was crazy.
Jesus.
Well, and in a month, 6 years.
Yeah, I mean,
literally
yeah,
6 years.
You said 5. I was like, man, has it been that long? I'm like, yeah, it has.
Yeah, it really has.
And in a month, it will really be 6 years. And so, yes, Mega Man stuff, and then any movies. You know, we've all watched Frankenstein together. That was really fun.
Wait, Nate, have you seen Frankenstein or no? Because you weren't.
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, after last time I think you would like it. I think you would like it.
Yeah, I'd say check it out.
And then, what else? Okay, so I know I talked about recently getting cast in a series, kind of like a mockumentary type of series. I don't know how much I could say about it or what I've already said. I believe it's, I don't know. I'm going to have to see what I could say about it. But it, we just finished shooting a pilot, and that has been, I don't mean to exaggerate, but like genuinely a life-changing experience. I feel it. I've had other kinds of like projects fall through where I've worked with quote unquote production teams and they just kind of like blow smoke up everyone's ass and, you know, bad experiences. But with this project, it feels like everyone was on the same page and it was awesome. And we just finished filming the pilot. It's funny because I was originally going to be a side character, and then after filming a couple scenes of like improv stuff, I end up getting a text being like, hey, we think you did amazing, we kind of want to like push you to main character. And I was like, nice. or like a lead, you know, and I was like, mm-hmm. or like, can you come back and film like additional scenes? I'm like, oh shit, this is awesome. And, you know, as like I'd said earlier, as a newly 30-year-old, yeah, even right before that, I really wanted to lock into my passions and being serious about, you know, being an actor. And that's why I did the short film, the short horror film. And that's why I've been more like proactive about like acting and shit like that. And so just getting into this project just felt like, I don't know, I feel really lucky, feel really grateful. I want to have everyone involved on the podcast eventually, you know, when I know that I could talk about it and just like, yeah, I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch, eggs before they hatch or whatever. But yeah, no, it's been awesome. It's been awesome. And when I could talk about it more, I will.
Yeah. I mean, do you know, I guess I don't know if you can talk about it, but do you know when it's going to come out roughly? I'm sure it's not for a while, but.
No, honestly. Well, okay. No, to a while. I think it should be out before the end of the year.
Okay. Do you know where? Yeah. Like YouTube or?
Most likely YouTube. Okay. Well, yeah, we'll just have to keep an eye on it. Once I know more about it, I mean, It'd be funny. I mean, I'm sure once this episode comes out that they'll be announcing that, like, hey, you know,
it's out. Just kidding.
Yeah, it's out.
Yeah, maybe.
Other than that, as of today, for some reason I started listening to ZZ Top. Oh, you know, it's because of I saw a Plumbing the Death Star clip. Also, shout out to Plumbing the Death Star. Real ones, absolute fucking badasses. Really fucking funny. Oh my god, I love those guys. Go ahead and listen to them, follow them. If you think that we're funny, then you'll probably think they're hilarious. I saw...
Yeah, that bar's real low.
Jeez. Yeah, I mean, yeah, don't trip. I was listening to... Or no, they... someone made a clip of one of... Something of one of theirs, and it had a ZZ Top song that I was like, okay, let me go check this out. And today I've been listening to them all day, and goddamn, very fuck heavy. A lot dirtier than I expected. Yeah. I'll be the sixth.
This biker music. Yeah.
I'll be the sixth to year nine. Hell yeah.
I feel like
brother.
Any like parent music is always more sexy and fucky than like. You remember than you know or realize.
And then they're like, don't be sexy.
What music?
Parent music. Like the music your parent listens to. What'd you think I said? Parent?
Maybe your parents.
Yeah, well, mine are listening to like fucking like Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones, who are like the horniest motherfuckers back then. And my mom's side, was listening to like that disco, Chaka Khan, fucking like. And you look at the you look at the lyrics.
That does not sound very Christian.
I mean, I guess. Well, I didn't have Christian parents. I had Catholic parents. Different. It's different. We can fuck. I'm just kidding. We're allowed.
Yeah, when it comes to Christians, Catholicism's the one where you can fuck.
That's the difference, right?
I'm pretty sure you're right.
I'm curious though. What is parent music for you in a Christian parent household?
Dog.
Is it literally
jazz?
Just...
jazz fusion, and big band jazz and stuff from like the 20s and stuff from the 50s and like Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra, and then classical music.
Jazz is kind of fuckable, but the rest is kind of tough.
And then from my mom, country only.
Oh God.
My mom was a country gal,
country
in spirit,
a country
from
country
Canada, pumpkin? Living in the Midwest, only listened to country music.
That's so funny. My dad was a an '80s bumpkin, I guess, if you will. He liked shit like New Order and Depeche Mode and some ska. It's weird because he was. Like he was also a mod, so he was very heavily obsessed with just British culture and just British everything. Like he's shown me pictures when he went to high school, and it's like him in a trench coat, not like Columbine stuff.
I was supposed to say,
that got out of style real quick, gun. Unfortunately.
No,
yeah,
but like
before
like
then,
tux, like a suit. With like a fucking trench coat over,
like Austin Powers.
Just... So for,
and then picture is him getting his ass kicked by all the popular kids.
No, he.
Why the fuck you wear a suit,
Dala? You actually, I feel like you would know this. Quadrophenia. Have you seen Quadrophenia?
No, I don't think so.
I thought, oh damn, yeah, but mod. If anyone
movie
is, yeah, it's like a movie starring Sting. It's about 80s British revolution shit.
It's not dumpstery enough for me. I'm sorry.
It's true. It's true. It's not horny enough for you. Yeah. Or weird enough. So what's the premise for this week?
So
how was your
week? Not to waste your guys' time. I know all 35 minutes so far has been y'all's week.
I'm sorry that you're not fucking interesting enough. Jesus Christ.
I didn't want to interrupt, you know?
I mean, have you been in any movies or shows lately? Just kidding.
No.
Well,
I'm still in school at the moment.
Well, technically.
I did some extra work a little bit
nice.
For you. Mm-hmm. I couldn't stay very long, though, you know. Yeah, I wanted to do more, but 6 hours on my day off when I'm a working adult is a little rough.
Hey, it's let me tell
something
you.
That I'm not, that really doesn't sure. have my name on it. So that was like, I think I gotta go.
That was yesterday for us right now. I am fucking feeling it. I've been feeling it all day. I wanted to call off from work because while Nate did 6 hours, I did 8. I just worked.
No,
yes.
I didn't even do 6. I did
4.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. No. So I did 8 hours yesterday. But you know what? That is my passion. And I, yeah. But go on.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, I'm not really, you know, since I'm focused, it's like I have to focus a lot of my energy on school right now. Because that's like what I'm working on. So, unfortunately I found out that, my final coding project that I thought was due the 15th is actually due the 8th.
Oh, fun.
So this week I have to basically finish that entire game. Yeah. So that's what's new with me. Mainly I'm doing that, barely surviving my math class. Oh yeah. And then Thanksgiving happened and, me and my girlfriend, she made it. She made...
Don't take credit for someone else's work.
What I like to call late night turkey. It was the amazing. Turkey, so, long turkey. Cooked, slow roasted, super juicy, and we got to have, like, a ton of really good fresh turkey. Because, nice. We didn't do, a Thanksgiving, meal.
Sure, but just the turkey and some
sides. But you gotta have turkey. Yeah, it was so good. That was honestly the highlight of my November. It's the latter half of my November.
I will say, I kind of fuck with a lot of the sides for Thanksgiving more than the turkey, personally. In my family.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love, stuffing is my favorite Thanksgiving
stuffing,
food.
Mashed potatoes. But
man, good ham. Turkey. There's just there's nothing personally. And the other thing about good turkey is that it's, I've had so much dry turkey in my life.
Same. It's all I've had was dry. Oh my god.
But having a good succulent turkey is like, ugh.
I've had one aunt be like, "I'm going to be the dedicated fucking turkey maker year."
Fuck.
Because we had one aunt be like, "I'm going to make turkey every year." And the other aunt that was like, "I'm going to make ham every year." And they never changed, but that's because the one that made ham, holy shit, they made this insane it was an insane
spiral cut honey
Dr. Pepper honey you know the Dr. Pepper people know it
personally,
it's crazy
Midwest we use Coke but it's same concept
it's insane and then the other aunt would make the driest piece of shit turkey you've ever fucking eaten and
but it was worth it for the ham. You had to suffer with the turkey to get the ham.
Yeah, it's true. And that's life.
Yeah. And that's life. Mm-hmm. You know, Thanksgiving was good. I'm looking forward to my trip. I'm going to be gone for a week visiting family. That's going to be awesome. Just to have some, a real vacation. It's I've had time off of work this year, but it's been when I've been sick, mostly.
That's fun.
So I don't know if that counts.
No, not at all.
So
barely, maybe.
As someone who spent their 4-day 30th weekend with the flu, it doesn't count.
Does fact, not count.
I told my partner, I'm like, I need a vacation. And she was like, didn't you just have a 4-day weekend? And I'm like, yeah. With the
while being miserable,
I mean,
I was locked in my room,
being sick, playing Pokemon. But damn, outside of that,
and then she called me a weak bitch, and I was like, "You're right."
Yeah,
good, healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So
the healthiest.
it's I guess there's points there. but then I've also, you know. Dispatch consumed a lot of my November too, because Dispatch was huge. So,
yeah,
I need to get on that.
But
I just got plenty of other shit to play first.
Yeah it's okay.
Personally,
it's most people I say it's not technically going to give you a lot of game hours if you're getting a real bang for your buck. So it's for some people, I'm like, wait for it to go on sale. It'll go on sale at some point. And it'll be
sometime. Plus it'll be
a lot easier to pick up real quick if it's $10.
And the percentiles will be interesting because it'll be like give a year and it'll be like at the end when you beat it. It's like, oh, here's who chose this versus this. It'll be more.
That's true. You'll have some good data.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm glad we ended like on Thanksgiving, because this week the thing I did want to talk about was holidays, because holidays are so important. You know, it's time that we come together.
I think he was asking for one.
Yeah. Don't interrupt. Literally asking for one.
Don't interrupt.
So we are going to give the world what it needs, which is more holidays.
Okay.
Honestly, you know, I think that's something that can fix a lot, especially in this country. You know, people need more time with their family. They need more time in their communities. They need more time celebrating, having fun, and not working. So we need to come up with more holidays so that we can get them into the public zeitgeist.
Okay.
Start getting some more goddamn days off.
Can I go first?
I'll take that. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go for it.
Okay. So Valentine's Day, we all know what that day's about. Whatever. That's fine. Sure. It's romantic. Everybody gets the chocolates and the cute dates and the teddy bears and the flowers. But we all know what it's really about. So I'm thinking Feb 15th, fuck day.
Yeah. The day after.
So
Valentine's Day is the day of romance.
Fuck you, Barry.
Then you have the day of degenerate, nasty, sweaty sex.
Midnight to midnight.
And it's
dirty, nasty, monkey sex. Which is the chains and the whips. Yeah.
Yeah, the chains, the whips, all of it.
The candles, the thorns, everything.
Every store closed because everyone's in their house all day.
Okay. I assume since we're talking holidays, we're not talking Boxing Day. We're talking Christmas level. We're talking Thanksgiving level. We're talking
major holidays.
You get paid. Everybody gets paid for this day.
Including like MLK Day, Juneteenth, Cinco de Mayo, things like that. Yeah. But like, we're not going to be talking about like national bring your favorite stapler to work day.
Today's donut day. Everybody fucking gets it.
Yo, but like, bring your stapler to work day is kind of fucks hard, dude. Dude, that shit's like
bring your favorite stapler to work
day. Yeah, dude, that shit's sick, dude. Fucking stapling shit.
But yeah,
so that's a good one. I like Penetration Day.
It's a paid holiday.
What's it? Saint Valentine's. So this will be like Saint Gibblebangs.
Yeah,
Saint Gibblebangs.
Gibblebangs. Hey. Oh, Gibblebangs. No, I was gonna say Diddle Bangs. But no, I think.
Don't go that route.
Gibblebangs. And yeah, it's a paid holiday.
And it's gotta be. You gotta be home fucking.
You'll see a boom of births in November.
Yeah, it's repopulation day. Everybody's complaining about our birth rates being so low.
AKA fuck day.
So
it's two holidays.
Fuck day is repop day.
This is the sequel holiday in November.
Well, we have to have the way to advertise it to both like the right and the left. You know, to the left, this is freedom of expression, sexual freedom, owning your sexuality. Liberation. To the right, this is repopulation day.
Well, repopulation day is missionary style in a, you know, man, woman, fuck day to LGBTQ people fucking each other.
Two or more,
honestly.
I would say more.
I was about to say, there's no, orgies. If this becomes a national holiday, it's going to be mostly two or more.
Orgies, up and down the streets, left and right, everywhere.
Orgies in the streets?
No, I mean, insane. Like, it's like Halloween. You can knock on the door.
It's like Halloween. You can knock up your
trick or treat.
Orgy, please.
Get your tree. Are you guys doing the orgy in here? Can I come in?
No? Okay, well, I'll just take the candy.
Pickles is the
they still have candy.
Yeah.
The little penis lollipops.
Oh, shit. I gave him the bowl with all the keys. He took a key on accident. Fuck.
That's so funny as fuck, actually.
a kid going to a swingers party on Halloween.
No, I was thinking someone just, now I'm thinking of
someone super distracted. Okay, wait, hold on. I'm sorry.
Can we do this? Hold on. Let's do this real quick. Hold on. Dala, you're hosting a swingers party, a key party.
Okay.
And you've just and then me and Gibbledang are at the party, and one of us just went outside and to smoke and realized that the bowl that was put out for candy was the key bowl.
Okay.
Wait, which one? Wait, right. How would one of us go outside if Dala's the host?
What?
Because we're the kids. Well,
I was saying that we're not kids in this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Different scenario. Yeah. It's on Halloween, and we're all at the key party, and someone accidentally put the key bowl out as the trick or treat bowl, so that people wouldn't knock on the door.
Mm.
Right. Butterfingers.
Wait, you got a butterfinger? Wait, whoa. Where'd you get that bowl?
Wait, what kind of candy? Do we get candy here? I didn't know we did candy at key parties.
Well, the candy's for the kids. Wait,
aren't you putting this in my ass? Isn't that how this goes?
Right, chocolate goes in the ass, yeah.
Skittles in the mouth, obviously.
Skittles in the mouth.
Yeah, but wait, that wasn't supposed to be in the Frankenstein bowl, though. That's supposed to be in the pumpkin bowl. The Frankenstein bowl is for the kids. Shit. Where's the Frankenstein bowl?
Wait, this is the pumpkin bowl.
Wait, this is the kid bowl.
Wait.
Then where's that's what I'm saying. Where's the Frankenstein
bowl? Wait, hold on. Open the door. Oh, every car is gone.
Oh, they're
all gone.
Ooh.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, God. Wait, I see one.
Okay.
When
the
car's
God.
It's only children in the cars. Shit. It's all children.
And they don't know how to drive. They don't have a license. Fuck. Okay.
Oh, God. Okay, wait. Somebody call the police. We can't go out there like this. We're all naked.
Hold on. Before that, we
can't
get
call
a story
the police.
Straight.
I'm.
Yeah, we gotta get a story straight first. Come on. We'll just say we're doing like a regular ass party. We'll say regular ass
party.
Yeah, regular party.
Regular ass party.
Regular ass party.
These kids came in.
Okay.
They stole our key bowl.
Okay. Wait.
And the police asked why we have a key bowl. Yeah, they probably asked. So,
trades.
Because we're drinking. Drinking.
Yeah.
We're drinking. We're allowed to get drunk.
Get everyone in the back drunk.
Everybody start getting hammered. Yes.
Okay. Wait, guys. The cops. The cops are here right now. Where they say it?
Oh, shit.
Open up.
Hello,
I'm Officer Gibbledang. I got a complaint. I heard there's too many adults fucking each other way too fucking loud over here.
No, it's
arguing
the
about keys.
Is there a noise? Is there a noise level in this neighborhood for that?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, we've done it before. Oh. Sorry, it's usual. But like, okay, wait. I think it's these kids.
Thank God you're here, officer.
Yeah,
though.
These kids stole our keys, and I think they're making a bunch of moaning sounds.
And broke into our house.
Can you guys,
and violated our privacy?
Yeah.
Can you guys roll perception really quick?
Nat 20.
Okay, I got a 17.
This is like five kids in a trench coat dressed as a police officer.
Hey, wait a minute.
I recognize that.
Woof. You've got our keys. Give me our keys.
Like fucking Benny Hill.
That's enough. That's enough of that. All right.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty good.
I was also thinking, hear me out. Right.
I didn't know we're doing improv. That's whole thing.
I want to make, I just had to. I want to make a day in September that is a holiday, because I feel like there's just this bridge of no good major holiday right around end of August into the beginning of September, where we need a big one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something to tie people over till Halloween. That way it's like easier for people to resist the urge to start decorating for Halloween in August.
Yeah.
I feel like the way people do that is to like make up for the fact that there's nothing to celebrate until Halloween.
Yeah. No, I mean, and it's almost
9/11.
It reminds me of 9/11. That's true. Don't forget.
I think we need to start celebrating 9/11, honestly, instead of saying, you know, oh, it's gotten bad. Because how else are we going to show Al-Qaeda, you know, that we mean business, and that we're better than that, and that we
Let's
do
take
remember.
It back.
And, and that, you know what? We're going to forget. How about that?
We're gonna forget.
We're gonna
move on.
You know, let's move on. 9/11, new quote, 2026. Let's move on.
You know, now that I think about it, it's kind of crazy that the slogan they went with was 9/11 never forget, because that's like being like 9/11 hold a grudge.
Hold a fucking grudge, bitch.
Hold hatred in your heart.
You know who did this. Your whole life.
Never let it go. You know who wronged you. Yep. Like, it's like the evil devil on your shoulder, keeping you a miserable person.
Never forget. Yeah. Never should have been in caps.
Never forgunst.
Yeah.
So, all right. I think that's a pretty good idea. You know,
what do we do, though, make for 9/11 if we're doing it into a
street party?
Street party, incite
every
riots.
Block party on every street.
Two tall cakes.
Yeah. Two tall cakes, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Two tall cans. Ooh.
Mm. Everything is in twos and tall.
We do like a soapbox, race, in the where like you have to get to down to the end of the hill. But at the end of the hill, is two towers.
Yeah,
yeah, and then everybody's like soapboxes are shaped like planes.
Well, of course,
and you have to try and get to the end of the course.
Oh, and you watch the movie Remember Me.
Hey, knocked out a tower.
Remember Me.
You watch the movie Remember Me.
It's one of the it's like a holiday movie for that for 9/11
with Rob at Bat. And then you watch the movie Rain on Me, which is Adam Sandler and Don Cheadle. Where Adam Sandler's family died in 9/11, and he tries to do death by cop, suicide by cop. No,
what the fuck? I've never.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah,
it's a real movie. So,
no, I'm sure it is. I'm just what the fuck, Adam Sandler.
It's Don Cheadle's the one that's not real. That's not a name. Okay, so we've got a couple. Mm. That's great. Dala, do you have anything off the top of your head that you could think of?
I have one. I don't know where we would put it yet, but I was thinking maybe we'd call it just Dala Day, and it's just you go to your neighbor's house and you bring a movie and you show them the movie and you'd be like, yo, but like check out this part. You know, you got to pick
this part's gonna suck.
Yeah, okay, no, never mind. No, never mind. Okay, forget I said it.
Yeah, sorry. How about we watch your movie? We'll just watch your movie. It's fine. It's fine.
This is yeah.
And then they do the same thing.
That sounds like a good one.
Yeah, I don't know where to place it.
I just want to say we watched. When we watched Frankenstein the other day, there's a very earnest moment where Frankenstein did something that was like he made the blind man pat his head, and everyone in the room apart from me and Dala watched it for the first time, and Dala was like, don't touch my head, weirdo, and I'm just like, this is an earnest moment.
Did I say that? I honestly don't remember.
Yes. Yes, okay,
I was
you
drunk.
Did.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Sorry. It's okay. No, I'm not actually and feel free to cut this. I'm just fine. Dude.
I was just like, genuinely, I'm like, I don't fucking remember saying that, but all right. Yeah. I mean, I remember joking. That's why, I don't remember saying that. But yeah.
That's like the certain someone we know when we're in a movie and there's a tense moment where two people are like having a moment of silent intensity and then that person's like, man, that'd be awkward to be there out loud in a movie.
Hey, dude, why are you talking about me? Like, I'm not here.
No, I'm not.
Again,
I'm not.
Save these for Dala Day. Save these for Dala Day, dude. I know.
Oh yeah, Dala Day is where we all gang up on you. You basically, it's like the purge.
We just beat the shit out of Dala.
It's like I am.
They hang me up.
It's like I am Legend, and you're Will Smith, in more ways than you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that you have or the cure
slap,
all along. It's in your.
You don't
blood.
Get slapped. You're the slap.
Yeah, I slap. Yeah, I do the slap. The slap. Why could she slap? You know.
You slap me. You're like, keep my name out your mouth.
Why can't she slap?
All right.
Yeah.
So here's one I was thinking, right? June 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We got to make June 7th. It's basically a holiday dedicated to shit posting.
Why the 7th? I mean, I'm just curious.
Well, specifically June 7th.
Yeah, or like,
no,
that's very important.
You fucking idiot. That's
okay.
So, no. It has to be June 7th.
I don't care.
And it's a day to make people do that.
Yeah.
What Gibbledeg just did. This is a day. It's troll day. This is a day where you rage bait everyone.
Oh, rage. I love it.
And
rage bait.
Yeah.
Although,
and
that is my primary.
Get people to freak out all day.
Oh, I love rage bait. So a friend of mine pointed out to me that my sense of humor was rage bait. I'm like, oh yeah, that does make sense.
Yeah, I could see
that. I forgot that was the name of it. That's the name of what I do.
Yeah, that's the affliction I have.
God's most toxic trend.
I love it. I keep it up 15 years straight, or I guess 30 years straight. We'll never say, I'll never say that I'm rage baiting, because that's a whole other, it's a whole thing to be like, that's what I'm doing. I got you on an intellectual level. I don't know. It's a whole thing. What was your question? Mm. What was your dumbass question? Rage bait day?
I was just saying that we're going to turn it into a holiday.
Holiday.
On 6-7.
I've been thinking about our True Facts episode recently. You know, where we tell fake trivia, fake facts, you know, check that one out.
Generally piss each other off, I think.
I think so. I think we did. And yeah.
I have no memory of our show, so I wouldn't know.
Same. Yeah. I think that day would be basically, to me, Gaslight Day.
Mm. Gaslight Day. There we go. No, it's not.
Oh, nice. You're right.
It's not, though. Dude, you're kind of acting crazy, dude. Dude, you're being kind of weird about it.
That's Gaslight that day, is nobody can admit Gaslight Day exists.
Well, how do you know it doesn't already exist,
Nate? We're all off work. We don't know. We can't say why.
You're like, happy Gaslight Day. What are you talking about, dude?
Everybody's walking around being like, damn, it's crazy. We all got the same day off.
Huh? What are you doing off? That's so weird. What the hell?
It's actually not official. It's just a day everyone stays home from work.
Senior ditch day, essentially. Of fucking
Episode 67 is the Gaslight episode. Or the True Facts is episode.
It?
Yeah.
Is it really?
6-7 is?
So there, yeah. June 7th.
That. Are you shitting? Wait, hold on. He's probably fucking with
us. Yeah, he's probably fucking with us, but still. That counts. Yeah.
All right, good. All right, so that's in the books. We're adding
6-7. Yeah. I was thinking.
Right. Yeah.
I'm still working on it in my mind, but I like.
What do you like?
I think we need sequels. I think we need sequels to holidays. We need like Christmas 2, Halloween 2.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking too. I was thinking
the 5th of August.
I was thinking Halloween 2 maybe personally because I want just more Halloween, and who fucking doesn't? Like it's same shit.
I mean, there kind of is.
What makes it different?
But like
when you.
It's just no. I'm just saying, like
it's
just
All Saints Day.
I think we do Halloween 2 in like April, May, so we get two Halloweens spread out, like you know, like every 2 months or so, 2-3 months, we get like, a Halloween.
Just 6 months later,
it's literally another Halloween. It could be so spring Halloween or some shit if you want.
I want to build
November, December, January, February, March, April. So April. Yeah,
April. So we do April 30th. No, it's just April 30th, we do Halloween 2. It'd be Halloween 2, Rite of Spring. So it's like spring based. You watch a lot of like Midsommar.
Yeah,
no, it's the sequel because it came out later.
True, it's the new one. Okay,
yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, which leads into what I was going to say.
In the new year.
Yeah.
I think maybe
Christmas I think you switch up 2. Some stuff, but yeah. Yeah, Christmas 2.
Mm-hmm. I think you should do Christmas 2, Christmas in July. Take advantage of the same.
Yeah.
Actually, make it. That's when you get all your fucking shopping.
Dude, real
done.
Christmas in July.
That's when you get all your
July
shopping.
July 31st.
Done.
The revenge.
You
Christmas
you
to
do
the
July 25th.
You invest in just a pine tree beforehand. You're like, oh, you're going to plant this now and it's going to be
that's
done in
nice, actually.
5 months.
I kind of actually do like that. That is kind of cute. Like,
yeah, why not?
Yeah. That's not bad. That's actually genuinely. You plant your presents too. You like start like working on them.
Yeah, you grow your pleasants. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Christmas in July is a beach.
That'd
beach
be cool,
Christmas.
The idea that I had.
To jump back to Halloween 2, I am curious. What I need help though. What is a because like
do,
October
honestly,
Halloween pumpkins? What's the pumpkin for April? Like
squash.
What is?
It's gotta be spring, right?
Yeah, it's what's a squash?
It's a, flower.
Oh,
a flower.
It's spring squash.
Or are we just doing the still like it's just the flower of the squash, or are we doing like a different fruit completely? You
it's
know,
be a different.
That's
fruit.
What I'm saying.
Wait, pumpkin's
well, pumpkin.
A fruit?
Let me look up
pumpkin.
April fruits.
It's used for decoration.
And then you eat it.
But
in
it
November.
Also then transitions into you eating it as pumpkin pie in November.
So
April, what do you eat in May?
That's flowers. True too. I'm looking up April fruits. We have apples, cherries, grapefruits, kiwis, kumquats, limes.
Kumquat.
Papaya. Gotta be kumquats.
All right, kumquats. And then you make a kumquat pie in May. Perfect.
And then you make kumquat pie.
Ooh, you could do
my pa's famous cum pie.
Oh, my pa's favorite cum
pie. It's a cream pie.
Cream pie, yeah. Kumquat cream pie. Tongue twister right there, if you know what I mean. Tongue twister.
We're going to have...
Yeah, that's how your mom...
It's warm out, so we're going to eat this at the picnic table outside underneath the pussy willows.
That's how your grandmama always makes it.
Grandpa, stop talking, please. Go inside. All right.
It wouldn't be a holiday if Grandpa weren't saying some shit.
Are you my son? No, Grandpa. I'm your grandson. This isn't the 70s. Please go inside.
Segregation doesn't exist anymore, Grandpa.
Wow.
Chill out.
What sexy, horny holidays may we whence?
Oh, yeah. So I was thinking we got 4th of July. What about 3rd of June or 5th of August?
I like 5th of August. Personally.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We have 4th of July is our Independence Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then the 5th of August is the day we celebrate losing our independence back to the slavery of capitalism. 4th of July is when we got it.
Yes.
And it went all downhill from it.
We all go and all spend money. Downhill from there. And we spend money. And we get into debt. You get into debt. Yeah.
Everyone has to work for 12 hours.
You take out a loan, too. You do all these things.
There's no customers in any store because everyone's working.
Honestly, no customers.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be a pop culture podcast if we didn't talk about some movies. So how about we double up on some holidays, right? So what if the New Year's and January 1st. Was also a purge day.
Okay.
First of the year, you get it out of your system. All right.
Yeah.
You know, because also you know what? Nobody, what is it called? New Year's resolutions? Nobody's doing that anymore. They know it's all fake. Whatever. What everybody's got to do is, kill people and fucking rob
kill your
banks
boss.
And shit.
Yeah, God. I love the Purge. I think I love the Purge for mostly because it's a really good litmus test for the most stupid people you could interact with. Where you, if you suspect someone might be real dumb, you show them that movie and you're like, should we do that? Should we do the Purge in real life?
You think that'd be a good idea?
If their answer is anything near yes, you're like, okay, you have no media literacy and you're not very smart. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Cool.
Should we solve society's problems or
kill each other?
Should we do a Purge?
In the name of capitalism. I mean, also, it's it's in the movies, if you watch, too. I think some of them, at least, they're like, this is bad because it's...
Watch. Did you say if I watch the Purge movies?
If the people that are watching them are paying the fuck attention, is what I mean. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I barely get around to movies I want to see.
Yeah, yeah. No, I would not prioritize these movies at all. They're fucking garbage.
It's like that or Squid Games. God, I wish I could do that. I would totally succeed. I would be the main character.
I'd be so. I'd be do so well.
Yep.
Or you could do. You could switch the percentage, so it'd be there's a 99 and then there's a 1%, mm-hmm. and then on 99 and 1% day they switch. Yeah, no, that's exactly
we get to
what
hunt
I'm
the
saying.
1%. Oh
that's
no, I
exactly
thought we get. I thought
saying.
It's like the. I thought you're about to say
like the Purge. I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
That's basically it.
Yeah. But you're only allowed violence against the 1%. So then the other 364 days of the year would be the America's richest people militarizing themselves and preparing. And then all of a sudden, an army made up of all the U.S. citizens shows up on their doorstep. That sounds sick, honestly. See, that sounds like a movie I'd watch. Oh, hear me out. Movie idea. You open on just... like a giant keep, like castle-y looking thing, but it's really modern with a giant wall. And like you learn about this family and how they've been keeping out the enemies for years. And the enemies always swarm the wall trying to get in. And then like you kind of really get on their side. And then you like eventually find out that like they're the rulers of this nation basically. Mm-hmm. And they've just stripped the entire country of its wealth. And the
like
enemy that's
citizens.
Trying to get inside are just the actual people who like live like they're the people, the citizens of that country. And it could even be like post-apocalyptic America or something. Wow. And like that's who's trying to get inside. You like play it up like almost like it's a horror, like there it's like it's waves of zombies. They like keep it in the dark, so you never really see the hordes that are trying to get inside that are like being like fought off with the defenses until like at the end you're just there's someone like the main character's like they're just people.
That reminds me of that one Chinese movie. Shout out to China. I think it's called The Great Wall. It's starring Matt Damon.
Got a little shout out.
Where he's like an American archer in China, and he has to defend the Great Wall from like demons or like these like creatures or whatever. And I don't know what the fuck. It came out like five years ago, 6 years ago. But that was a badass movie. I hadn't seen it myself, but that's what your idea reminds me of.
Nice, good. Reminds me of
Schlocky
action movie. Perfect.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Yeah. So I think, you know, what were we talking about? All right, you said Purge Day. So I have another one. So I was thinking about rebranding Groundhog's Day because Groundhog's Day sucks. And like now everybody's fully aware that like Groundhog's Day doesn't like meet, like is very silly, means nothing. And like it's just to try and give us hope because there's going to be more winter after that day when it seems like there shouldn't. Instead, we make it Dancing Day. And it's where in order to cheer everybody up in a way that's more fun, it's where everybody dances. And it's on February 2nd because that's tutu.
I agree. And you know what? I also agree. I think, you know, speaking of doubling up on holidays, I think tutu should be ZZ Top Day. Because as of today, I just got into ZZ Top. And they're a lot more fuck heavy than I realized. Flashback earlier to the beginning of this episode where I talked about the same thing. And tutu symbolizes ZZ.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
And while we're on it, can we switch Wednesday to Tuthu?
Sure.
And that's just the Vietnamese word for Wednesday.
I agree.
What?
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. I actually, not only do I agree, but I approve.
What is that?
All right, perfect. It's passed. Everyone now has to use the Vietnamese word for Wednesday now from now on, which is Tuthu.
Okay.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Sounds.
All right. Sounds good to me. All right, another one I was thinking, April 11th, and the 1-1 symbolizes rain falling down, and that's shower day. And that's where you get to drag the stinkiest people you know into the street and hose them down. Because April showers bring May flowers, so if you want May to smell good, you have to hose down all the stinky people in your life. Specifically, this will be a national holiday that will help out the communities that I'm a part of a lot.
It's true.
The Magic the Gathering community, Super Smash Brothers, these are things.
Use a shower.
These are communities could greatly benefit from this. Yeah, it's like intervention day, but specifically for stinkiness. And now I'm thinking an intervention day.
Everyone
has their interventions on the same day.
I've been meaning to talk to you, Nate. Yeah.
Anyone makes plans on that day,
we're actually
how many people
we have like a meeting for Gibbleding, but then it's like, but actually, Lag9K, we're actually here for you as well. You've been playing too much. You've been making too much music.
Yeah, you're making too much music.
Also, Viv, while you're here, while we have everyone,
shut up. just
you can't say skibbity toilet anymore.
I will say I'm thinking January 23rd it'll be 1, 2, 3 everyone has to count their days that they have left to live.
What?
Because I'm fucking coming for your ass. I'm gonna come for you, whoever can't count all the just kidding. You can't count high enough.
So everybody has to estimate how many days they're going to be alive.
Incredible.
Nice. That's me. That's perfect. Yeah. It's like the Purge, but it's just Dala hunting everyone.
Six people in one day, each holiday.
To be fair, I'll probably get through two and then be killed mm-hmm. myself in like self-defense. So.
Yeah, true.
Probably. Those are the odds. All right, then here's another thing to consider. The solstices. Should we turn the solstices into their own holidays? Because these are like real celebrations of seasons. Mm-hmm. Seasons are something that everybody marks the passing of, that are like a fundamental part of the human experience and living on Earth, you know?
Double it. I'll give you $5,000. Yeah, there's four solstices. And 50% profit on that.
Honestly, I'd say double it and pass it on.
8 holidays.
You're right. All right. Double solstice, and we're going to give it to the next civilization after this one's gone. All right. Sounds good. All right. Next question. Are there any we can combine? Yeah. So I was another thing I wanted to pose to you guys. You know, what holidays could we possibly maybe just
Hanukkah
turn into one super holiday?
But you have Christmas override Hanukkah. Christmas override Hanukkah. Deep. Christmas 7 days.
Okay.
It's not that.
So your idea is Hanukkah. we take away the Jewish holiday and we force everyone to only do Christmas for 7 days.
No, we could do the Hanukkah holiday too, but it's also you just get as much Christmas stuff each. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just 7 Christmases, yeah. And New Year's, to be fair. That's a serious one.
Wait, what? Yeah, like...
Wait, you're going to have to break that one down.
So it's Halloween.
What do you mean, New Year's, Halloween?
Oh, okay, so it's just you're in a costume.
Start the New Year as a freaky.
It's like... Okay. Honestly, that's not bad, because even trick-or-treating would be nice in Halloween. Like, you go door-to-door.
Okay, so we take trick-or-treating.
So you're just basically bringing Halloween. Cool. Yeah, that's fair. I'm not opposed, personally. Sexy party. Ooh, honestly, I mean, everyone loves Halloween a costume party.
Yeah.
Honestly, that'd be cool. And also, like, maybe at midnight is when, instead of fireworks, is when you plan all your pranks to go off and all of, like, the trickery of the night is supposed to happen right at midnight as we move into the new year.
I got one. I don't know if it's really combining, but more so I want this to overlap Thanksgiving. Is I want POC month. So, we have Black History Month, we have Asian. I want POC, people of color. I want it to be on in November. Oh, did you?
I think I have, yeah.
Regardless, though, I want it to be in Thanksgiving, so it's like, they get, people of color, we get the whole month, and then Thanksgiving is that one, little, remember when we took America from the natives and shit, and we celebrate for that? The indigenous people? But they get the whole month, but we get this one day where we get to remember that.
Okay, here's the new holiday, actually. A brand new one. It's called Yoink Day. Yoink Day is America celebrating all of the places we managed to steal ownership of from their own citizens.
Yeah, exactly. Never mind.
No, they get to bully everyone else. So, if you're from Puerto Rico, if you're from Guam, if you're, if you're native at all, you get to just
don't
like
say
shout obscenities
at
white people. That's what you get to do that day. Not that you can't do that. I mean, but I would if white people slurs were good. I feel like none of them hit.
4th of July Veterans Day. Yeah.
That makes sense.
President's Day. President's Day. 4th of July.
Just put them all.
Fucking just.
But I don't know, because I like getting the days off. Roll all that shit. At least you get the days off, later,
No. More work.
Sure. Then that's fine.
But we're going to be replacing that with things like Fuck Day and Pig Service. So it's fine.
Cool. Then that's fine. I'm fine with that. I'll sign off.
Wait, did I show you?
And 8 solstices, remember?
2:15. Yeah, 2:15. So you get. Even if it's a Saturday or Sunday, you get paid for it.
Yeah, 2:15.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're off.
You get paid to fuck.
Valentine's Day.
Everyone's off because they get off.
Yeah, of course.
You have to. It's legally mandated.
Yeah, ZZ Top.
Go down on your wives or girlfriends, people.
Yeah. Also, another name for ZZ Top, Sleepy Blowjob.
Is that their song or some shit?
No, but ZZ, what? I'm falling asleep. Oh, I'm sleepy. And then Top.
Oh, Top.
Nice. Okay.
So it's like instead of Honk Shoe Me Me Me, it'd be like Honk Shoe.
I mean.
So what other things could we combine? Okay. I was thinking maybe, hear me out, We give something else. Mm-hmm. If we don't do Dancing Day for Tutu, we give something else to Groundhog's Day. So I was like, Easter? I need to find something in spring.
So when Jesus came out of the hole or not?
Did he come? Maybe. When Jesus came out,
did he go back in?
Rabbits, did he see his shadow rabbits, when he came out of the tomb?
You know,
true.
Yeah,
eggs.
Yeah.
Eggs.
Eggs, eggs,
mm-hmm. rabbit eggs,
holes in the ground. Eats. Perfect. Okay, I'm in it. I like this. I was talking to Viv about this earlier. Okay, one that it? She suggested, I forgot about till just now, and that's what is Dua Lipa Day?
Dua Lipa Day.
Yeah, it doesn't what? Count.
And it's on February 29th.
Wow, that's very funny, Viv. Awesome.
I don't know that timely one. Timely reference. Sorry.
That's awesome, Viv.
It's the day that. That exists on the
Oh fucker. Nice.
Okay.
And so it's Dua Lipa Day.
Dua Lipa. Sorry, I'm a bit drunk.
God,
don't a Lipa. Honestly, I like that one better.
God.
Can we do both?
Thank you so much for making my original joke seem so much better.
Can we do both? Can we do and don't?
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's every February 28th. Everybody at like midnight, everyone has to go like get ready. And then March, the leap years, you like get ready.
March 1st is Don't a Lipa. So if like there isn't
the same joke,
it's like a if not then this kind of situation.
Put the controller down.
I got a what shiny you getting? Heliolisk.
We're Heliolisk. Doing something.
Go ahead, talk.
Today
about.
Is not shiny
they
day.
They don't despawn.
Shiny day is in March.
They don't despawn. We're
look,
doing
once
something
I heard,
in March. You
once
know
I
this.
Heard Viv had a recommendation, I was like, all right, let me check out.
Yeah, you were tuned out. You're like, never mind.
I'm done.
Awesome.
Stopped audio.
We could be done. Let's wrap up at least.
Well, why don't we get it? We get it. Do a leap. No, I was kidding.
No, to be honest, I'm plumb out of my suggestions.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's.
At this point.
Yeah, I think
I think we came up with the best holidays.
I think I blew
we could.
My load with Fuck Day, honestly.
Honestly,
you blew your load right away.
Too early.
Fuck Day, yeah. That was honestly. I'll give you props for that one. That was a home run, first inning. Like,
fucking. Yeah. I point. Yeah. Right when I walked in, I'm like, let me go first. I pointed to the sky right there. I kissed.
Yeah, you're kissed, like, my fingers with that.
Boom. And I've been striking out since then.
I mean, it's hard to.
So, you know what?
There you go.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with that pace. But let's go ahead and give it up. Let's go ahead and give it up for Dua Lipa.
Yeah, shout out to Dua Lipa. Why not?
You know what? Let's read her discography right now.
Wait.
What?
Before, I would very much like to plug a couple productions that I've been in. Nate,
sure.
too.
Oh, yeah.
I guess, first of all, Blank Valley Films. Clap, 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 clap. Second of all, it's go ahead and follow Angry Goose Games. I believe that's I'm sure you could just look that up on the search bar on Instagram, any TCG or any social media.
I think that is.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Great stuff, great company store that I've been working with lately doing the series for quick shout out to them. And the Tower of the Fool, No Dumb Idea podcast, Gibble Dang, Jim Leadernay, and Adala Art. All right, let's get back into shout outs.
Before I want to shout out
Labyrinth
Radical Optimism and Future Nostalgia by Dua Lipa. You know, just amazing albums, just fucking
yeah, there
Radical
you go.
Optimism,
you
know,
there you go. Perfect.
Big shout out to Plumbing the Death Star. And yeah, why don't we go?
Absolutely.
Shout out to Dua Lipa Day or whatever that fucking shit was.
Shout out to Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
Future
Nostalgia,
shout out to
baby.
Fuck Day.
Fucking,
shout out to Repopulation.
Yeah, shout out to Fuck Day. Shout out to Fuck Day where condom sales plummet. Yeah.
You just gotta have a good pull out game.
Shout out to 9/11.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah, honestly, move on.
Two big cakes.
Two big cakes. Two big tall cans. Yeah.
Shout out to 6/7.
Oh, wait, no. Ooh, can 9/11 day be where you knock out two tall cans and you get drunk and you just forget?
Two tall
boys.
Yeah.
No, true.
And you always forget. 9/11, forget every
like human bowling. You do human bowling where you like crash into like two big towers. Bowling. Like
bowling for soup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like, have you ever done wizard staff?
That's a wizard staff.
At a party?
Oh, yeah.
No, but shout out to it.
Yeah. So you got to do, dual wizard staff.
Ooh, shout out to Dua Lipa.
Oh, as if.
It's where you, every time you finish a beer, you tape it, you tape the empty to the bottom
shout
of your
out. Oh, that's cool. So it's like Edward's 40 hands, but better.
Shout out to Dua Lipa Dual IPA.
Nice, nice. There you go. Close. That's what Viv
it.
Meant.
That's it.
That's what she
meant. Yeah, that's what she meant.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and and stop this.
Can't get better than that.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.